You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This one is from Marjorie. I'm laughing because of what she says at the end about her name. I'll get to that here in a second. Here's what she wrote to us. She goes, I got made fun of when I got upset that my adult daughter reached over and took my last bite of brownie with ice cream. I'd saved that because it looked like the best part of the piece I'd put on my plate. And I always save the best for last. Now everyone in my family is poking fun at me, saying all bites are the same. I swear they are not all the same, and I save certain bites for last for a reason. She says, if you talk about this on the show, I do give you permission to use my name and the name of my criminal daughter. I'm Marjorie. She is Jacqueline.
Jacqueline the food thief.
She's a food thief.
That's funny.
So she says that some bites are better than others, and that's why you save them
Hills
for last.
To the yes. I went to Chick-fil-A twice last week because I hate my body. And I got the chicken sandwich, and whenever I get the chicken sandwich, I kind of do the inspection of the exterior rim of the chicken, because there's always like one janky piece that's kind of sticking out, kind of funky, and you know that's like the crunchiest, crispiest bite.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bite I save for last, whether I rip it off and just save it to the side, or I eat around it and make that the last bite, 100% the janky piece of chicken has to be the last bite. And this goes for cinnamon rolls as well. You always have to save the center. The ooeyest, the gooeyest, the best part of the cinnamon roll is the middle. And who are these monsters that start in the middle, Dom?
I don't know. I will always agree with you on the cinnamon roll for sure.
Save
and
that.
If you have worked your way through a cinnamon roll,
yes,
and then somebody sweeps in and they take ooey gooey center.
No, you punch them right in the throat and throw them to the ground is what you do.
I think you got to hire a hitman at that point.
Isn't that like one of the best last bites, though, the middle of the cinnamon roll?
See,
of
that
any
one,
food?
I'm on board. In general, I am not
it's
one
really
of those
good.
People. I don't have a favorite bite, generally.
Mm-hmm.
But with the cinnamon roll, I cannot argue with you.
Yeah,
but
it was pretty good.
How many of our listeners save the best bite for last, and how many just don't care?
Like, I'm thinking of Thanksgiving meal, even, and I'm always saving that last little bite of mashed potatoes with the last little bit of gravy on it. I think that's what you want. The goal is to have that flavor left in your mouth, essentially,
yeah,
with these last
thing that
bites.
You want to taste.
It's the last, that's the last aftertaste
too,
you want.
But for me, that's just going to be making sure I've got a choice of, like, on Thanksgiving. It might be for me that the last thing I want is that sweet potato out of the crock pot that's got all the brown sugar.
Yeah, it's funny. Somebody just messaged me about
that.
Yeah.
So I would say that it doesn't have to be a particular bite of that. There just has to be some left so that that's what I go out on.
Yep. That's a good one.
You're such weird. And these are, these are first world problems, right? Oh, damn, somebody took my last centerpiece of cinnamon roller. Oh, damn, somebody took my last bit of mashed potatoes. Oh, damn.
Carrie says, I always save the olives in a salad for last. She's popping the olives. That's the last thing.
That's a great answer.
Mary is a wackadoo. She says, I always eat the frosting last on a cupcake. I scrape it off and then eat the frosting last.
Yeah, that's kind of going out with that sweet ending, though, kind of like the sweet potato I was talking about. Go back to the olive for just a second. For whatever reason, I'm a weirdo who goes the other direction because the olives are my favorite part of a salad, and I just eat those first.
Are we talking a standard black olive or the Kalamata olive?
Either.
I'm saving the Kalamatas for last.
There's even some salads now that have those green olives in them, too, and I'm always going to eat those first.
The $10 loaf of bread that we purchased from the farmer's market this weekend had Kalamata olives in it. It was an olive loaf.
Oh, it's the olive loaf.
And I made spaghetti last night and had that. Oh, game changer in the world of bread. I had no idea.
Valerie is trying to spin this a different direction. She says nobody should be grabbing food off someone else's plate unless someone offers. Well, not in a family,
Valerie.
Oh,
yeah, families do that.
I have found that in a family, it is like every person for themselves. Now, you're not going to go out with friends, I think, and just automatically go in and take their
reach
food
over and eat their cinnamon roll. No.
Come on. All bets are off with family, so I can't get on board with that.
Angela says the cream cheese part of the pumpkin cream cheese muffin. You're a pumpkin cream cheese muffin.
Okay. Again,
sweet.
Ending on the
ending
sweet.
Ending with the sweet.
Gina says, definitely, in all caps, some bites better than others. Not always the last one for me. See, I agree with that. And I think that's why I'm not so particular about the last bite. I just definitely want to, well, I don't know.
Do you, are you save the pickle for the end of the sandwich? I am that. I end with the pickle.
No, you're going to hate pickle. This. I give my pickle away every time.
That's nuts.
If you'll pardon the expression. I give my pickle away.
No, you got to save the pickle for last. What's your beef with the pickle?
You can have my pickle.
Why don't you want the pickle?
Because I don't know. Is there something weird to me about pickles at restaurants like that?
What, you don't like delicious pickles?
I like a delicious pickle that I buy at the store and I've got in my fridge and I will pull
like a Vlasic. You're a Vlasic guy.
Spear out. There's something weird about those pickles.
Is it like bar fruit?
It's kind of like you and bar fruit.
It's bar fruit. Then a lot of fingers have been in the pickle jar.
Because I don't know how many of those pickles have come back on a plate that they picked up out of something when they bust a table.
Yeah.
And they just recycled that
pickle.
The pickle.
It sounds like
recycling
a kid song.
Recycling the pickle is another euphemism, yeah. If you will.
It sounds like a kid song. How many fingers have been in the pickle jar? One, mm-hmm. 2, 3, 4, 5.
I have to agree with Kevin. He says, last bite of pizza slice must have a pepperoni on it. Yes.
Okay.
I agree with
that. I'm the bubble. I save the bubble on the crust. If I give it a slice with the bubble on it, I'm eating the bubble last.
It's weird.
I know.
April's going with, says, maraschino cherries in my drink, save for last.
Yeah,
I get an old fashioned, do not, even if I've drained that thing, don't take that glass away until I have, dived for that.
But you're okay with the cherry, but you're not okay with the pickle. This is interesting.
I don't think they're recycling the cherries, but I am suspicious
and it's in alcohol.
Of the pickle.
It's in alcohol.
And it's in alcohol, so it's clean. Cassidy, what do you think about all of this?
So, simply put, I have my own little short story, but whenever my mom would bake brownies for us as a kid, I kid you not, my dad would take a knife, cut out a square brownie right out of the middle, because it was the softest and gooeyest part of the tray of brownies, because everybody knows that, like, the edge ones, they're just... They got a little bit more edge crust, kind of like, I mean, that isn't as chewy for whatever reason.
Yeah, some people save the corners for their last bite, but your dad went right into the middle.
So I will cut out the center of brownies like your dad, Cassidy, and I've also been known to cut out the center part of a cake.
Oh, no, and trust me, I get it now that I'm older. I used to think it was such a, childish thing, but it's like, oh, he just wanted...
Dad was right.
You wanted
the best bite
of the brownie. Like,
I'll tell you something funny about that, Cassidy, is if Jeremy and I lived together, we would probably kill each other within a day. However, one way we could live together is with a tray of brownies, because he's an edge guy and
like
I'm a middle guy.
Yeah, so I like the edge.
We'd be perfect together.
And usually the middle is the most undercooked part, so I'm surprised your dad didn't get salmonella,
No, it's the best.
Have you seen that tray, that brownie tray you can buy that makes it all edges, essentially?
Yes.
It's like a square. It looks like a maze, kind of.
Yeah.
It's an all-edge tray, yeah.
Cassidy, thank you for that call. We appreciate you so much. Here comes Robin. Robin, what do you want to add to this?
We need to talk about the top of the muffin.
That's all you, huh?
Do you eat it first or you save it for last?
We save that for last.
All
right.
That's good.
Especially like a blueberry one that's got those crunchy, crystal-y sugar things on top.
Yes, they have those at Costco. They're so good.
Yeah. Like the Seinfeld episode, Robin, I only eat the top.
Speaking of bread products, I got another one for you. How about the bite from the middle of your garlic bread that's so coated that you can see the garlic on top, and you squeeze it and the butter comes oozing up?
Mm-hmm.
That's the best part of that bread right there.
Robin, on that note,
Thanks, Robin.
Go have a great day. Thank you for being on the show. Here's Charlotte. Charlotte, do you have an observation to make about this?
Yeah, I think my favorite best bite would be that last piece of sushi with a really spicy wasabi in it. That's the best part.
The one that's all warm.
Yes.
The one that gives you a stomach ache after you eat it. That's the one. That's the one.
Right?
You are delightful, Charlotte. Have a fun Monday, okay?
Thanks, you too. Thank you.
I got a couple
wrote
more.
In and they were talking about a sandwich.
Okay.
And my reply to that is especially, like, I'm not particular about, if I go get like a pub sub kind of thing or something like that, I'm not particular. But there's something about the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. There is a definite best bite, and it is definitely in the middle.
Hmm.
And then somebody else wrote in and said, I always eat my PBJs in a circle. Eat the outside first and save the ooey gooey deliciousness for the last. I get that.
Hmm.
And I have done that before.
Plop right on your shirt.
You eat all around the crust, and pretty soon all you got is that delicious middle of a PB&J.
Oh, goosebumps, huh?
Heck yeah. What do you got?
Well, I was thinking about this. If you're a kid, and we've all been there, don't you save all the marshmallows from Lucky Charms till the end? You pull them all out and then eat those at the end because they're the best? The answer is yes. Regarding like Chex Mix and Trail Mix, don't we all save that dark, what are those called? They're like the brown pita chip there at the end that you save. What are those called? The brown bites? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't care for that part of it.
Oh, God, they're so good and they're so salty. And then my third one is the last bite from a bacon cheeseburger should be the end of one of the pieces of bacon that's like the most crispy piece of the bacon. I always break that off and keep it on the plate there till the very end. That should be your last bite.
Mm. The text messages are just blowing up with different foods, but I think what we can state for sure, Marjorie, is that the vast majority of our listeners are agreeing with you.